Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given you the Holy Spirit to indwell you and keep you, has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your grandson, your granddaughter, the oldest girl, the youngest girl, the oldest boy, and the youngest boy. Let them all know that In Your Corner is on the air. Oh yes, we're on the air. We're on the air. So it's time to get up, y'all. Time to get up. Time to get up. You know when you hear that rocking music, it's time to get out that bed. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. We got to have our devotion. Let me go out here to the barnyard. Let me go to the chicken yard. Wake them up, roosters. Come on, wake them up, roosters. Wake them up. Where Red at? Come on, wake them up. Come on, wake them up. Wake them up. Wake them up. Come on, rooster. You got a crow with an attitude. Come on. Come on. Wait, get them out the bed. Get them out of the bed. All right, let me go get an old song. Let me just go get an old song. This is an old song. Say, if you can't help me.
You can't help me. Please don't stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to run.
The angelic gospel singers. That was the angelic gospel singing, saying, if you can't help me, please don't stop me. Get out of my way. Don't you try to block me. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith. And the finishing line, I'm going to see God's face. All right. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. We're going to be reading this morning out of Psalms 119. And we're going to try to begin around verse number 97. Reading this morning along with the Bible experience.
In my affliction, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. The wicked are waiting to destroy me, but I will ponder your statutes. To all perfection I see a limit, but your commands are boundless.
Man.
Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands are always with me and make me wiser than my enemies. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path.
None.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your word. Accept, Lord, the willing praise of my mouth, and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end.
Samech.
I hate double-minded people, but I love your law. You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. Away from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commands of my God. Sustain me according to your promise, and I will live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. Uphold me, and I will be delivered. I will always have regard for your decrees. You reject all who stray from your decrees, for their delusions come to nothing. All the wicked of the earth you discard like dross. Therefore I love your statutes. My flesh trembles in fear of you. I stand in awe of your laws. I have done what is righteous and just. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Ensure your servant's well-being. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail looking for your salvation, looking for your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your love and teach me your decrees. I am your servant. Give me discernment that I may understand your statutes. It is time for you to act. Lord, your law is being broken. Because I love your commands more than gold, more than pure gold. And because I consider all your precepts right, I hate every wrong path.
Pay.
Your statutes are wonderful. Therefore, I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant, longing for your commands. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from human oppression, that I may obey your precepts. Make your face shine on your servant and teach me your decrees. Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed.
Sati.
You are righteous, Lord, and your laws are right. The statutes you have laid down are righteous. They are fully trustworthy. My zeal wears me out, for my enemies ignore your words. Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. Though I am lowly and despised, I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands give me delight. Your statutes are always righteous. Give me understanding that I may live.
Cough.
I call with all my heart. Answer me, Lord, and I will obey your decrees. I call out to you, save me, and I will keep your statutes. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. Hear my voice in accordance with your love. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your laws. Those who devise wicked schemes are near, but they are far from your law. Yet you are near, Lord, and all your commands are true. Long ago I learned from your statutes that you established them to last forever.
Resh.
Look on my suffering and deliver me, for I have not forgotten your law. Defend my cause and redeem me. Preserve my life according to your promise. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek out your decrees. Your compassion, Lord, is great. Preserve my life according to your laws. Many are the foes who persecute me, but I have not turned from your statutes. I look on the faithless with loathing, for they do not obey your word. See how I love your precepts? Preserve my life, Lord, in accordance with your love. All your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal.
Sin and Shin.
Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word. I rejoice in your promise like one who finds great spoil. I hate and detest falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous laws. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. I wait for your salvation, Lord, and I follow your commands. I obey your statutes, for I love them greatly. I obey your precepts and your statutes, for all my ways are known to you.
Tar.
May my cry come before you, Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. May my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. May my tongue sing of your word, for all your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, Lord, and your law gives me delight. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your law sustain me. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands.
Psalm 120, a song of ascents.
I call on the Lord in my distress, and he answers me. Save me, Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. What will he do to you, and what more besides, you deceitful tongue? He will punish you with a warrior's sharp arrows, with burning coals of the broom bush. Woe to me that I dwell in Meshach, that I live among the tents of Kedah. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war.
Psalm 121, a song of ascents.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
Psalm 122, a song of ascents of David.
I rejoiced with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord."
Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There stand the thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my friends and of all the people, I will say peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity.
Psalm 123, a song of ascents.
I lift up my eyes to you. To you who sit enthroned in heaven, as the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a female slave look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he shows us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us, for we have endured no end of contempt. We have endured no end of ridicule from the arrogant, of contempt from the proud.
Psalm 124, a song of ascents of David.
If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
Psalm 125. A song of ascents.
Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous. For then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Lord, do good to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be on Israel.
Psalm 126, a song of ascents.
When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations,
the Lord has done great things for them.
The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them.
Psalm 127, a song of ascents of Solomon.
Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court.
Psalm 128, a song of ascents.
Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel.
Psalm 129, a song of ascents.
They have greatly oppressed me from my youth.
Let Israel say.
They have greatly oppressed me from my youth, but they have not gained the victory over me. Plowmen have plowed my back and made their furrows long. But the Lord is righteous. He has cut me free from the cords of the wicked.
May all who hate Zion be turned back in shame. May they be like grass on the roof, which withers before it can grow. Reapers cannot fill their hands with it, nor those who gather fill their arms. May those who pass by not say to them, "The blessing of the Lord be on you. We bless you in the name of the Lord."
All right, that was our scripture reading this morning. We read out of the book of Psalms, Psalms 119, beginning with verse number 97 through Psalms 129. May God bless those who heard and read His word this morning. But it's prayer time now. It's prayer time. We done made it to prayer time, y'all. It's time to pray. A family that prays together is a family that stays together. Come on, y'all. Let's circle up and let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for giving us another wonderful day. A day we did not earn, a day we did not merit, but it was by your amazing grace that you have given us another day. And we just thank you, Lord, for even waking us up this morning and clothing us in our right mind. Now, Lord, we want to pray for all that's listening out there in radio land. Lord, you know the blessings that all of us are standing in need of. Somebody, dear God, they need a physical blessing. You touch in a mighty way. Somebody need a spiritual blessing. Touch in a mighty way. Somebody, dear God, they need a mental blessing. Bless them in the mind. Touch in a mighty way. Somebody's praying about transportation, dear God. Touch in a mighty way and provide them with the transportation that they so desperately stand in need of. Somebody is praying this morning, dear God, for a financial blessing, dear God. They need to pay their rent, or they need to pay their light bill, or water bill, or they just need some money for gas, dear God. So touch in a mighty, mighty way. Then, Lord, we want to pray for our country today. We want to pray for our president, dear God. You touch in a mighty way. Lead, guide, direct him in the way that he should go. Surround him, dear God, with some godly men and women that have your agenda at heart, dear God. Lord, we pray for the congressmen, the senators. We pray for the Supreme Court justices. Lord, we pray for the governors, the mayors. We pray for the school superintendents, the teachers, the doctors, the lawyers. We pray for all that are in authority, dear God, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life. We even pray for our supervisors. We pray for our managers. We pray for our co-workers today. Touch in a mighty way, dear God. We pray that you will put us all on one accord, dear God, so that, dear God, that we can truly be called children of God. Now, Lord, bless your people with the blessing they stand in need of. And we'll be careful to praise you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We done surrendered it all to the Lord. That's it. That's it. We done sung our song. We done had our prayer. And we done read our scriptures. Now, the clock on the wall is saying that's going to be all for this portion of In Your Corner. And we certainly thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you so kindly for getting out to bed this morning and joining us and having our devotion. Now we want you to go back and read some of those scriptures, pick out one or two and meditate on it, all right? All right. Well, let me encourage you. Stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the word, and at the bottom of the hour, we minister in music. So at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood. And somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room. At 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book, let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church, a wonderful church right here in Irving, Texas. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackle. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book, let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, in midst of any of these programs, we begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker, tell somebody about us, because we are in your corner.